construction podcast for kids, grown-ups, and whoever wants to listen.
Welcome back to The Scoop. I'm your host, Ellis. When you think of construction trucks, what do you think of? An excavator? A dump truck, maybe? Today we're going to talk about some other kinds of trucks that you might not think of right away, but that are really important for construction, specifically road construction. You're going to learn all about the truck you just heard. It's called a 3-in-1 truck. But first, I need to introduce you to someone I met who has a very important job of keeping road crews safe.
My name is Jennifer Thomas. I am the owner of Patriot Traffic, which is a traffic safety and sign installation company. We do lane closures on the highway for contractors. So when you're driving down the highway and there's a construction zone going on, we set up the cones and the orange signs and the orange message boards and the lights and the barrels, anything orange, I like to call it. Paving, line striping, bridge inspections, bridge painting, any kind of highway work, potholes. And then I rent equipment.
What do like people rent from you most?
I would say barrels, the orange barrels, and the flashing arrow signs and the flashing message signs.
Anything orange.
We also install traffic signs. So something as standard as your stop signs, they're called warning regulatory signs, like street name signs, your everyday, what you see on the road. And we also we're starting to do the overhead signs, so the big green signs on the highway and that type of stuff.
This is an unusual job. I wondered how he got started.
So my father had a company similar when I was growing up, but I had worked there summers in the office but was never interested in it at all. He sold his company and after college, I went on to study in communications and public relations.
But when she realized she didn't really enjoy that field, she found her way back to road construction and decided to try it out.
And then I worked for a little while in that industry in Chicago to sell the traffic cones, the arrow boards, and the message boards for a company out of Chicago. And I learned a lot about the business. It was a lot of, at the time, family-owned businesses. And I got to see how people were very welcoming, got to understand a lot of what the industry did. Then I saw a need for a woman-owned business in the construction because the trend of the industry was going, a lot of minority or woman-owned businesses had to be on every federal funded project. So I thought it was a good opening to start something. And probably, I think it was 9 years ago, I started it.
How hard is it to like start a business?
I would say it's both hard and easy. I would say the actual starting the business was a lot of fun. I got to buy trucks and equipment, and I started. I was on the road. I was delivering barrels and signs and things to customers, and it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
That does sound fun. I wanted to know more about the truck she got to buy and now she gets to drive. So what kind of like truck do you use to like deliver these signs? And
I have 11 trucks, I believe. They vary. I have a pickup truck, like a F-150 pickup truck with a bed that some of the stuff we can deliver in that. I also have rack truck, various weights. I have like one truck I have set up for sign installation, and the other two trucks I have set up to do traffic control off of. So they have a cone stand on the back of it.
I got to visit the warehouse where Jen keeps all of her trucks. First, we checked out a cone truck.
So this is what they do the lane closures. We do the lane closures on. Here.
That's how you put down the
cone? Yep. So if you want, this is the stand I was talking about. And so the guys or girls stand
And they grab the cones and they place it on the side. Sometimes they put a gate here so it's a little safer. I have some.
So they don't just go.
Fall over. Exactly. Exactly. So this is, I call this old school. So this is like the way they've done it for years. And I find this much safer, but my old school people don't like the people that have been doing it for a long time. It's a different change of how they've been doing it.
Yeah, because they have to like kind of reach over.
I got to climb up on the truck and see what it feels like to be one of those traffic control people putting out cones on the highway.
All right. There you go.
This is awesome. I can imagine grabbing a cone and just doing a bottle flip off the side.
But seriously, I wondered what it was really like to work on one of these trucks.
Well, even I'll show you how they look like they're going to be light, but they're actually really heavy.
So how fast is the truck setting up cones usually going?
Slow. Well, and it depends. I would say,
like on the highway.
It depends how skilled the person that's putting the cones are doing it. If it's a newer person, they go really slow, like less than 5 miles an hour. A guy that's seasoned, he can do it probably like 10 miles an hour, maybe. You'll see. You probably have seen them.
Yeah.
They do a lot of work at night, though.
Sometime, I hope to go out with one of these crews. But I'm not sure my parents would let me get up in the middle of the night to do it. Continuing with the everything orange theme, Jenny showed me something else that the trucks often carry. Orange barrels with warning lights on them.
These are all like battery operated LED lights. These run off of 6-volt batteries, but these small ones run off of the little D cell batteries like you would like a video game or, and they last 30 days without any, and now they have ones with solar cells, so they get solar lights, so they're trying to improve the technology, but they're expensive. Like, one of these lights costs like $50.
That was cool to hear that technology is starting to make them more efficient, and I found out that technology has already come a long way and made things a lot safer.
Back in the old days, they were gas lights. So they were like the old gas, like when my dad started, they were gas, like little, like pilot lights that you lit on metal drums. But then I want to say in the early 80s, they went to plastic.
Wow, having gas lights on steel bases sounds like a fire hazard. But maybe that was their intention. They lit fires to show people where not to go. They're also made in ways that are better for the environment than they used to be.
I'll show you the tire bases, the round things that go on the bottom of the tires are downstairs, but they're made up, they're truck tires. So it's cut in half. So like, you're trying to use a lot of recycling, like the bottoms of these cones, the black bottoms, they're recycled material too, like a rubber or something. I mean, this is PVC plastic, but they try to incorporate a lot of recycling of materials too, because it is it's really expensive.
I bet you usually drive right by those barrels without thinking at all what they're made of. But now you know, and you'll probably never look at them the same way again. But sometimes they're not enough to keep a road crew safe.
This is an attenuator.
They go down, like they're yellow behind they're attached to the truck. And so when they're closing a lane, these trucks protect the workers.
How do they use truck-mounted attenuators, like, exactly?
Good question. The few of the ones I have, you can do a traffic setup off of, and they have a side pocket where the people stand, and they put the cones out on the side. Then, after that, they come back into the setup that they just set up, and they're stationary, or they're moving with the work crew, if the work crew is moving, or if they're stationary.
As Jenna and I explored the attenuators in the warehouse, I found out that not everything at Patriot Traffic is orange or yellow.
I have a pink truck, but it's called a 3-in-1 truck. But you can take the attenuator off and it can be a flatbed truck. It can be a delivery truck. And it also can be to put the traffic setups out. You can use it for that as well. The Queen Pinky, that's what we call her.
The Queen Pinky is unmistakable when it's coming down the highway. So did I want to sit in it? You bet I did.
You can sit up there. This truck's pretty comfortable, too.
Yeah, it is.
Some of the other ones are not as comfortable, but this one's nice. This one's a nice truck.
It feels like construction heaven.
Honking the horn was really fun, but this is a serious truck with a serious purpose.
It's engineered in a way where it has to do with the air, like when it's hit by a car or a truck or anything, that it has to do with the formula of the speed of the vehicle and how it's hit, and it crushes. Like, I've had people in the trucks that have been hit going 75 miles per hour, the car that hit them going 75, all they felt was the truck go boop like that. The whole back was totaled, but the truck itself and the driver were safe. And the crew that was working in front of them. They do save lives. It can be very dangerous. As far as labor goes, it's a relatively easy work, but you're putting your life in danger every time you go out on the road, so it's a high risk. Now every lane you close on the highway has to have one of those protecting. And there's like feet, they have to be a certain amount of feet from the work crew because of the blow of if it's hit and it moves forward. But those are metal. So the ones that go on like the ending of the guardrail or like on a median, those are all plastic and they're filled with water.
I wondered about other ways to keep people safe at roadwork sites.
I saw the coolest thing when we were driving once. You know, job sites in like highway medians?
Yeah.
They sometimes just have someone take a cop car out there to have their lights on.
Yeah.
And one day we saw like a light board flashing those kind of lights with no one there.
Oh, yeah. So
they just pulled something out and left it there.
So now they feel that people slow down for blue lights versus the orange lights. So orange lights kind of get caught in. They've done it because of the automated cars, too. Automated cars don't pick up the amber lights as well as they pick up the blue lights for whatever reason. They're doing a lot of studies on it, but just historically, people are afraid of police to pull them over for speeding. So now they're putting trailers in a lot of the work zones. And so the site work, they're going to put a lot of them will put the trailers with the blue lights, what you probably saw, instead of paying a police officer to sit there for the duration of the job. And also the police don't want to do construction details as much anymore. And it's harder and harder. So even with the mobile operations, you're supposed to have, for every lane you take, you're supposed to have a police officer. But a lot of times the police officers can't fill it. So a lot of work gets canceled because there are no police officers.
Jen and her team not only keep people safe during road construction, they also install signs. Everything from a stop sign at the end of your street to those big green overhead signs on the highway. And they get to use some awesome tools to do it. Speaking of awesome tools, I got to see a 100-year-old forklift in the warehouse. But don't worry, it's not going to install any road signs in your neighborhood. It stays in the warehouse to haul heavy things around. Whew, that's a relief. I wondered how she came up with her company name, and it reminded me of our local NFL team. Maybe she likes football.
I have a question just about the name of your thing. Do you enjoy watching football?
I do. And how I came up with it, I wanted something New England-based.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of different companies that had Northeast or New England this, and I kind of wanted to be different. And it was around the time when the Patriots started winning Super Bowls, and the name wasn't taken, and so I took it. And I also have a cool story. I don't know, do you know who Julian Edelman is? He used to play for the Patriots, and a guy that works for me, He has a side business that he details cars. And Julian Edelman came to pick up his car, and
he was like, what's this truck? And he was like, my boss, she would love for you. So we have a picture of him sitting in the truck, like this, with the Patriot traffic. It's so awesome.
But we weren't done exploring all the cool stuff in the warehouse. You know those flashing arrow signs and message signs you see on highways? I bet you don't think about them having a sound, but check this out. That's the sound of Jen cranking one up. They are big and noisy.
This is like what it looks like. Well, this board looks like inside. You have a handheld that's how you would program it. This one's a little different. This one has like a computer. You turn it on. And then you have a password, and then you can program it.
Cool. So you can't just walk up and go, Herberter Gerberter.
Right, exactly. You can program them. These ones, you have to program on site, but you can have attachments where you can put a modem in, and you can call, like I could call it up on my computer and program it on the computer. Like we have, we have a project at the airport right now, and I have 19 boards, and we switch them on and off every weekend. So they go on, they're on all week with one message. And then at Friday at 11 p.m., they switch to say something else. And then at 5 a.m. on Sunday, it switches to see something else.
Maybe I'll sneak in and program one to say, hey, drivers, tune into the Scoop podcast. Done. I learned a lot during my day with Jen. But the biggest thing I learned is that traffic control is really about safety. Safety for the road workers, the public, and the crews themselves. So the next time you see a road construction site, remember to be thankful for the people like Jen and her crew who make them safe for everyone. Thanks for listening. Remember to like and subscribe to this podcast. See you on the next episode of The Scoop with your host, Ellis.